Abrams Audio presents The Book of the Moon, written and narrated by Maggie Adarin-Pocock.
To family and friends who have patiently known me so long, I dedicate this to you, starting in no particular order. Well, actually, chronologically. To my mum, for carrying me, inspiring me, and making me stronger. To my dad, for carrying me to higher planes, helping me to think, and giving me the moon on a stick. To my sisters, Sue and Hal, for generating in me a passion for music, drama, and an inquiring mind. To my sister, Grace, who taught me to truly care for someone other than myself. To Martin, my co-conspirator in life, for giving me stability and understanding, especially when writing gets frustrating. To Laurie, I carried you, but now you carry me to a better place on higher planes. You make me stronger, and you make me want to know more so I can share it with you. You enable me to see myself better in the dazzling mirror that is you. But most of all, for giving me the best tangible reason for wanting to make the world a better place for everyone, but especially for you. To all my fellow lunatics out there, may we all, each and every one of us, get closer to our goal. Introduction. Why be a lunatic? I once had a friend tell me that they thought of me when they saw the moon. It was an innocent comment, but to me there could be no greater compliment. The moon is my yin and yang. It has driven my career and influenced how I've lived my life. In many ways, it has defined what I have become. So for me to be associated with it in that way was wonderful. We stand at an amazing juncture in history. Space and astronomy are truly having their moment, with new discoveries and developments happening all the time. From the first detection of gravitational waves to the discovery of previously unknown exoplanets, which are planets orbiting the distant stars we see in the night sky. As technology develops, it gets easier to look further and further afield. Yet sometimes, looking at what we can see in our own backyard can be just as satisfying, especially because what we discover locally is more accessible to investigate. This is definitely the case with our local companion, the moon. Dominating our night sky, it is easily visible with the naked eye, and we've been studying it ever since we were first able to look up and wonder. And yet, for all our observations and investigations, the moon manages to hold on to some of its mystery. We seem to know surprisingly little about it. It is still uncertain exactly where it came from and how it was formed. Yet we continue to theorize and speculate. In this book, I want us to go on a journey of understanding, exploring what we know and debating what is yet to be discovered. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landings in 2019, let us develop a better awareness of the incredible life of the moon. We will travel through its long and fascinating past and learn how it supports our fragile Earth in the present. And we will look forward, too, to a relatively unknown but surely exciting future that awaits us regarding our ever-changing relationship with the moon. But most of all, and most importantly, let us celebrate our celestial partner and bring out the inner lunatic that lies within all of us. My father, the moon, and me. Ever since I can remember, the moon has played a vital role in my life. I've always been extremely happy to describe myself as a self-certified lunatic. I love the moon. It fascinates me. And as far as I can tell, I've always had that fascination since I was very small. This might not be surprising, as I was born in 1968, and the moon landing happened the following year. Indeed, I was taking my first small steps while Neil Armstrong was taking his giant leap for mankind. Having been brought up in that era of excitement and exploration, it was perhaps inevitable that I would always look towards the moon. In many ways, I feel that the moon has always been there with me,